My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Want to do some Granny's Grades? This is, ladies and gentlemen, where we take a look back at the most recent 49er game. We go position group by position group, and Mark Grandy hands them out.
All right, let's get to it. 49ers fell to the Vikings. Week 2, 23-17 was the final score. Let's start with my first of seven different groups. We'll go quarterback, skill positions, which is running back, wide receivers, tight ends, offensive line, the front seven, which is the down linemen and the linebackers, secondary, special teams, and coaching. We'll begin, as always, with the quarterback. This might be a big one. I don't know. I might get a lot of people disagreeing with me. I wasn't that harsh on Brock. Gave him a C-plus for his performance on Sunday against the Vikings. What do you think?
C-plus is, I think that's in the range. I think that a straight C would have been maybe more appropriate. I think, and Mark and I talked about it, he did make some big-time throws.
Yep.
More red zone inefficiency, two big turnovers, so it certainly wasn't an A or a B. I don't want to quibble with C-plus or C. C-minus feels a little too harsh, but I think C-plus is in the range.
Yep, C-plus is actually exactly where my mind went yesterday. Yours went C, mine went C-plus. I'll agree with it. I'll agree with it completely. Like, you've got a couple of very, very damaging mistakes in there. You also have, as you said, you have some dot throws, some big plays. You have over 300 yards passing. You had your first touchdown pass of the year. Not all bad for Brock. C plus feels about right.
Yeah.
And I also think part of the reason why I wasn't a little more harsh was when you're under pressure as much as Brock was, mm-hmm. and what you're talking about with lack of separation from your receivers that you're throwing to, so much of what hindered the offense. Maybe you blame it on Brock, but he wasn't really helped out by anyone around him either.
I agree. Like, again, to me, the trenches of the football, well, we'll get to those grades. The trenches of the football game were
right.
Not in the Niners' favor for the most part.
Yeah. All right. Up next, skill position. So this is running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. Same grade as quarterback. I gave him a C+.
What was the thinking?
Jordan Mason was the buoy that kept them up. I wasn't particularly impressed by Deebo Samuel, despite his numbers. There were some garbage time yards that he got in there towards the stretch, down the stretch. And again, what we're talking about with the quarterbacks, I didn't think some of this is Ayuk. I thought Kittle was good. There wasn't a lot of help that the skill position players provided Brock Purdy. They could have, you know, maybe got open a little bit more and provided easy access. So a C+, buoyed by Jordan Mason.
What do you think?
I would lean toward B-.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I think that Kyle Juszczyk deserves a lot of credit. He had a couple of great catches, including the toe tapper on the sideline. And I don't want to gloss over Jordan Mason in his second start, going 20 for 100 yards. And he was really the only running threat. And early in the game, outside of that first drive where they didn't run it at all, he was the guy who was moving the chains. I thought that he was terrific again. George Kittle was a matchup problem. And, you know, Ayuk did what he could do with the limited number of targets that he got.
I have a question. Jacob Cowing is a skill position player. However, his mistake happened within the framework of special teams. So does that count?
I guess it's up to each individual's interpretation. Okay. That, for me, would go under special teams.
Okay, because I also look at, it's the same argument you and I had last week about where's the demerit to move them down. Now, I don't think they were deserving of an A, but they also didn't make any huge mistakes. Jordan Mason fumbled, but it was kind of on his way down, and he fell on it, and so no harm there. So that's why I was asking about Cowing, because he also, of course, fumbled that that punt return. But yeah, like, I think you knock it up to a B minus. I'm with you, Dibs, because for the most part, those guys didn't make any major mistakes, even though they didn't perform in a sparkly way either.
Agreed. Yeah. And, you know, I thought that Kittle was terrific. And yeah, Debo, I don't know if it was quite garbage time because they were only down by two scores, but he did pad his numbers a little bit late with some of that. But Juwan Jennings, again, with a couple of big catches, including the fourth down. Conley with a grab. Eric Saubert with a couple of...
San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Grandy, back to you.
Up next, the offensive line. This is where it gets uglier, I should say. It hasn't been great so far. Offensive line, I gave them a D+. My thinking was it would be worse, but half of their job was the run game, and the run game worked very well. But the pass blocking, that was pretty bad all game long. So a D+ for the offensive line for me.
How many penalties? Do we have that in front of us?
Ooh, I don't have it off the top of my head.
I have the box score right here. The total penalties for the team, 4 for 30.
Okay.
And I know Trent had one, and I believe the majority of those were offensive line. There was an illegal formation penalty. There was a false start on Trent Williams. Yep. So only 4 penalties, though, accepted against the Niners.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with your D+. I think that it's somewhere in that range. The bottom line is they were outperformed by their counterparts for sure. And yeah, Brock Purdy did not have, for the most part, the time that he needed. And when you add in a few penalties, 6 sacks, whether some are on Brock or not, okay, but 6 sacks, offensive line's going to get a bad grade.
It's always tough to parse it out, and I would go C minus.
Yeah, because of Jordan Mason?
No, because of, it's tough with Trent Williams, because you look at his run blocking, it was terrific. Pass blocking was problematic. Left side of the line probably gets a BB minus. Right side of the line and the center, D minus to an F. So when you look at the whole group, you had a couple of guys, like Trent Williams was not terrible. He's not as good as he usually was.
Yep.
The right side of the O-line, Pooney, and the center, they had a lot of issues in the game. So the 5-man unit, and you have to do look at it as a unit.
For sure.
C minus, I don't argue with a D+. They were not great.
Sorry about that. Up next, Grandy. Front 7. This is maybe the most difficult one for me because you're kind of morphing a couple of position groups together. The defensive line, your down linemen, and your linebackers. Obviously, the star of the game for the Niners was Fred Warner, and he's the reason why this grade is somewhat decent. For the front 7 as a whole, I gave them a B+, our best grade of the day so far, but that is largely because Fred Warner was an A++++, and everyone else was not great.
Fred was a stud. Nick was certainly good enough, but that's 2 players, and you said there are 7 of them because they're called what? A front 7.
Correct.
And so that means that outside of those 2, I would argue that you got very little from that position group. Those 2 are there, and Fred saved the game from getting out of hand. So I'll grant you that, but B+ feels a little too easy for my liking. I could have wrapped my head around a B, felt more like a B minus to me, because you do have guys like Javon Hargrave and Leonard Floyd who just were unable to really make a mark in this football game. You had a whole game to make a mark. You're going up against Sam Darnold. This is a doable thing, and they didn't do it.
Yeah, I would give him a C+, and I think you nailed it with Fred and also Nick Bosa. I would have him in the A category, but other than that, you allowed Ty Chandler, not Tyson Chandler, the former center from Los Angeles, Ty Chandler, 82 yards on 10 carries. So, I mean, you got gashed in the run game. Sam Darnold, you only got to him a few times. And outside of Nick Bosa, Floyd was a no-show. Javon Hargrave continues to struggle. I didn't think that the front seven was as effective, and I put part of it on the coordinator, Nick Sorensen, because you didn't heat up Darnold at all. You blitzed four times. You thought that you could get it done with your base, with your four-man rush, and you didn't. So I give him a C+, the front seven.
Yeah, that's fair. I get your guys' points. Up next is the secondary. This one was strange because the last drive, I think, knocked the secondary down a couple of pegs. They had a bunch of third and long conversions the Vikings did there, and that was without Justin Jefferson on the field. That was disappointing. I ultimately settled on a C- for the secondary because I thought largely, for the most part, they did a pretty decent job. You have the 97-yard touchdown, obviously, one mistake in the first half that was terrible, and that can never happen. And then you had the final drive that I'm talking about otherwise, but Darnold throws for 268, 97 was on one bad play, Jefferson 133 yards, one play for 97 yards. Other than that one mistake, this was largely a pretty good day for the secondary. I know you can't just forget about one play. I don't think it was as bad as a lot of people do, so I'm settling on a C- for the secondary.
I guess I can work with that. The only rebuttal I would have that would make me feel like it might be a little bit more in the D+ range, I guess here's the thing that's in the favor of the secondary. You said some of it, plus I also think that the 97-yard play to Justin Jefferson is a little bit more on the defensive coaching staff than it is on the players. With that said, what was your assignment? And I would argue that for half the game, the receiving core quarterback combo that you got as a secondary was Sam Darnold, Jalen Naylor, and Trent Sherfield, and a little bit of Brandon Powell.
Yep.
That's the group that you had to guard.
Forgot about Johnny Munt.
Who?
Go Ducks.
No, quack, no quack, Jefferson quack. For half the game. No Jordan Addison at all. No TJ Hawkinson. And last year's backup quarterback throwing the ball, I hold you to a higher standard than that. I'm going to knock him down below what you said.
Below a C-.
Yes.
I was thinking C-, but you're kind of swaying me because I was thinking about the last scoring drive, and I'm just looking at the names, and it was Powell and Munt and Naylor and Munt and Powell. And these are third down conversions.
Munt?
Dude, Munt. You have no answer for Munt. And when you watch, especially the third and eight pass to Naylor that went for 26 yards, there was confusion. And the 97-yard pass play for the touchdown, there was confusion.
Sure.
I thought the secondary looked a little bit slow, a step slow. There was definitely confusion on a lot of it, including that drive. So I was going C-, Granny, but I think it might be a D+.
Damn, you agreed with Willard, huh?
Well, he kind of swayed me because as I'm looking at it...
Thank you.
Well, man. And they didn't have Hawkinson. You didn't have Addison or Madison.
I'm good in debate class now.
And
I can put out a point.
Well,
you don't have to agree with it, but I can put out a point now.
And when I mentioned Munt and you... Munt?
Munt.
When you got Johnny Munt and you don't have an answer for Johnny Munt, then it goes from a C- to a D+.
Johnny Munt.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Up next is special teams. I know this is where Dibs disagrees with me as well.
Boy.
Obviously, there was the blocked punt.
Yep.
Mitch Wishnowsky just becoming an observer, which was odd. There was the muffed punt by Jacob Cowling. They fell on it. Didn't ultimately hurt them that bad, although the next play, I think, Purdy threw an interception and it turned into a touchdown. There was Debo Samuel bringing the ball out of the end zone and only getting out to like the 15 and then a penalty
and then
on
a
top
penalty.
Of it.
Yep.
Not great. All of that considered, it didn't really hurt you a ton. That's why I know Dibs was going for an F. I gave the special teams unit.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A D plus.
It's an F. It's an F. I think it's an F because the way that the punt was blocked was an absolute giveaway. It was a give up. It was a sieve. You let a guy straight through the B gap, and he had a straight line, and that thing was blocked easily. It wasn't one of these athletic plays where the guy goes around the corner and gets a piece of it. That thing was smothered. And yeah, Mitch Wishnowsky did the staring contest, the muff punt.
That was so bad.
Isaac Yiadom recovered it. He recovered two fumbles on the day, by the way. Yiadom. The kick return was a debacle from Debo, taking it from 3 yards deep. He had momentum going forward. Those three plays, while not directly leading to points, all of them, those were disastrous plays. They get an F.
Am I remembering this correctly? The punt block led to the first quarter field goal.
Field goal.
The field goal.
The defense
first quarter,
did not allow them anything.
But it led to points.
Yep. Correct.
It led to points. All right. So, and you said D plus.
D plus.
I'm gonna split the difference with the two of you. I'm gonna go D. And the only reason that I'm gonna say that, I'm gonna agree that D plus is too soft because of all the things you just said, Dibs. The reason I'm not going to give an F is, and again, as a teacher, an F means you didn't do squat. You did nothing. And Jake Moody is perfect on the year. And so I got to give them points for something because they showed up, they did their assignment, they didn't do it well, but therefore you get a D. That's what I would give them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, Jake Moody, perfect field goals and extra points. Not many, only three kicks in total, but you know he was good overall. Okay, last one is the coaching. I gave coaching overall a C+ for this one. I'm probably a little more encouraged just because I saw Kyle Shanahan be aggressive, and I want him to be aggressive, okay. And it's one of my sticking points with Shanahan for years now. The fact that he went for it twice on fourth downs on one drive, I was trying to scour game logs and try to find another time where he's gone for it on fourth down multiple times in a single drive. I couldn't get through every single game, but I hadn't found one. I was so ecstatic he did that. Of course, it failed. The fourth and goal from the two at the end of that long drive. He went for it again later on, didn't get that one either. But I was encouraged by that overall. There were some other mistakes. Defensive coordinator Nick Sorensen and the Justin Jefferson touchdown debacle. All of that, I get it. Overall, I might be a little bit lighter on this because I was just so eager to see Shanahan be aggressive finally, even though it didn't pay off. So C+ for me for coaching.
I C-, and that's generous. The more I've looked at the film and looked at what went wrong in this game and the fact that they only blitzed four times and, you know, Kyle Shanahan electing to go for it on fourth and two instead of taking the three, the 97-yard debacle on the big touchdown to Justin Jefferson where inexplicably you don't have your best corner guarding their best receiver. You got two safeties deep, neither of whom is really a good deep cover guy. Those coaching mistakes for me are inexcusable.
You said C minus?
Yeah.
And Granny, you said C plus?
Correct.
It's an A. Kyle Shanahan is the greatest coach who has ever lived. Now, I think I'm going to lean toward you, Dibs, on this one. I don't think it's a D, but I think a C minus sounds about right to me. And because I do look at it collectively, the position that the defensive coordinator put their players in a couple of times did not work. I did not like. And then I'll go with a lot of the people who have called us in the 48 hours since and just talk about what feels like an inability to adjust. You know, you were triggered by Brock Purdy going over to Brian Flores and saying, I love your scheme. This is great. This is a pretty cool scheme that you got there. You didn't like that. I'll tell you what I didn't like about it. You knew it was coming and you seemingly couldn't do anything about it. Like, you're the scheme master. You're supposed to be able to out-scheme Brian Flores. And I know that that's complicated because there's execution involved in that. You can, like, have the right scheme, and if your players don't execute, then this is what you get. But it felt like I would love to be able to, if you're supposed to be able to scheme people open, and the Niners are getting open worse than anyone in the entire league, and Brock doesn't have time, and he's holding the ball a little bit too long, these are the things that are all sort of involved in the timing and the scheme of it. And Kyle's got to wear that. Like, it feels like there were things out there that they just couldn't adjust to on the fly. And it bit him. It bit him in the biggest moments. So, yeah, I'll lean toward where you said C minus.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.